Hello and welcome everyone, friends, family. If you are new and exploring the Beloved City Church family, or maybe you're new to exploring faith and spirituality, welcome. We are so glad that you're with us today in these next few moments. At Beloved City Church, we are passionate about growing a thriving and life-giving church where you and your family can flourish spiritually and relationally, where you can belong before you believe, where you can both meaningfully receive and valuably contribute as a member of the spiritual family while you continue alongside us on your journey of hope and healing. Friends, we exist as a church to lead people to know Jesus intimately, to grow in freedom from those things that we experience that just don't bring life, and to lead people in discovering their God-given purpose on this earth, and then to invite and bring people to come alongside us as we make a difference in the city that we're planted in. Everybody needs Jesus and everyone needs a home, friends. So if you'll open your Bibles wherever you are right now, if you're listening online on the podcast, smartphones, if you're driving, don't do that, but pull out your notebooks. I believe God wants to teach us something today. Holy Spirit, soften our hearts to receive the seeding of your word, of the word of God. Open our eyes to see what you would like to reveal to us today and our ears to hear what the Spirit's saying. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in week 3 of the talk episodes and sermon series, Beautiful People. It's been great. I love it. And we are still exploring the Sermon on the Mount, also known as Jesus' Declaration of the Kingdom. What my kingdom is all about, Jesus might be saying, right? So today, as we immerse ourselves into Matthew's gospel account in chapter 5, we can expect to see how this passage of Scripture expresses the spiritual implications of Jesus' leadership in our lives still today, revealing how we will live when Jesus is our Lord, our forgiver, and our leader. It's beautiful. Now, beloved family, I truly believe if we are willing that the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, the mind and character of Christ in us can and will transform and reshape our lived out ethics, values, passions, and motivations, empowering us to live as fully devoted followers of Jesus in such a way that radically differs from our host culture. Beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven here and now, living in the joy of the Lord, making a difference that will last into eternity. Mm-hmm. So now our teaching today will not be exhaustive in any way, friends. It would be just too much to do in less than 40 minutes. So we encourage you to come alongside us at our city groups this week. Together we will endeavor to unpack what we are learning to a deeper degree. Beyond the 1 hour on Sunday, right? This is part of our discipleship track here at Beloved and how we intentionally engage in experiencing life and ministry in our journey to hope and healing together as a body. So hope to see you this week in your city groups. It's so exciting. Let's look at the portion of scripture that we're reading for today, where beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven are being invited to live lives that are distinct as attractive contrasts from the lives of others. Picking up the teaching of Jesus in Matthew 5, 13 to 16, Jesus is telling his audience who they are. He says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled under people's feet." Verse 14, "You are the light of the world," he says. "A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand so that it gives light to all the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." You are the salt of the earth, he's saying. Now you might say, well, what does that actually mean? I mean, is that even good? Or what does salt of the earth really mean, right? In this context in which Jesus was speaking, his listeners would have known that salt was known as the second most important commodity on the earth. The sun, everybody believed the sun like in the sky, was the number one important thing in the world. And so salt was number two because of all that it could do back in the time before refrigeration and all of our modern conveniences, of course. In fact, in ancient Rome, people were often paid for their labor in salt. That's how valuable it was. At the end of the day, you would receive salt, and that's where we get our phrase that he's not worth his salt or he's worth his salt, right? If you ever heard that before, it's because people were literally paid in salt. Crazy, right? And here's Jesus saying that's what you are. Now, this doesn't mean you're a salt of the earth person. In today's world, that often means you're just a really good guy or boy or girl, right? What Jesus was saying was really you're a really bad old boy that was engaged and changed by a really good old God. And because of that transformation now, you get to be an agent of divine change, a Christ-empowered influencer in this world where you live, work, study, and play. Mm-hmm. So let's think about it for a moment longer. What does salt do? So here are a few things I thought would be worthwhile bringing to the table if you're taking notes. The first one is salt preserves. If you're a Jesus follower, you and I are divine preservatives in the world. Helping people to find eternal life, the best preservation ever, is eternal life with Jesus, right? To live forever with God, beginning here and now. And when time, as we know, ceases to exist in heaven, we are all the salt of the earth, continuing Jesus' mission of rescuing the least, the last, and the lost from having to live a Christless state of existence here and then there, right? So first one is salt preserves. Second one, what else does salt do? Salt purifies. In a very self-indulgent and impure world that we live in, you and I are agents of purification, representing the kingdom of God and holiness in a very impure world. So salt purifies. But also salt creates thirst, doesn't it? In fact, if you've ever been in a classic old school kind of bar, chances are they'll have some peanuts or salty chips and salsa to serve you because these have salt on it and will make you thirsty. So in theory, you'd order more beer or alcohol to drive the tab up. Salt creates thirst, right? So as a Jesus follower, when you are so full of God's transforming love, your presence and interactions with the host culture actually creates a divine thirst in other people where they'll say, what is it about your life? What do you have that's different than me? Why are you so full of joy? I want to have what you have. See, friends, salt, when you're salt and light, salt creates thirst in other people. Salt also melts, right? When it's winter in Canada, what do? We put salt down on our sidewalks and roads. And what does salt do when it snows? The salt melts the ice and snow. In the same way, you are the warmth of the love of God in this world today, which can and will melt cold and hard hearts and soften them to hear the things of God. Finally, what does salt do? Salt heals, right? I don't know about you, but if you've ever had a cut or a scrape and you pour salt water over it or jump in the ocean, it might sting for a few moments. Yet, what does the salt water do? It speeds up the healing process. It disinfects the wounded area so that the healing properties of the body can do the work it's designed to do. Friends, in the same way you and I, and as a local church and the body of Christ and as agents of change filled with the Holy Spirit of God, can and will be a healing agent in this world to people who have been hurt by sin, by shame, and repeated broken habits, bad religion, or who have simply been turned away from God by other things. He says, but if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men, right? Salt stands out, friends. Its presence is noticeable because of the contrast that it provides. It's an attractive contrast. We're talking about attractive contrast today as beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven. You are the salt of the earth. Say it with me. I am the salt of the earth. All right, now, what else are you? Jesus also said in Matthew 5, 14 to 15, you are what? You are the light of the world. He goes on to say, a city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand, right? A lampstand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. Now, again, what is Jesus saying in this context? His disciples would have understood in a Palestinian home at this time that they all had one window. And at the end of the day, they'd have to light their candle. And you can just imagine without a lighter or a match how difficult that would be to light your candle. And so they'd spend time getting their candle lit. And if they would ever leave after dark, they'd take a bowl that had a hole in the bottom of it. They'd turn it upside down and put it over top of the candle to protect it from blowing out. And it could breathe with this little hole so that it would keep on burning, right? When they came home, they would have a candle, put it on a lampstand. Here's what Jesus is saying. When you're in the house, you don't cover your candle, right? Why? Because you want the benefit of the light. So you set it on a lampstand to give light to the entire house. Yet, here's what he is saying to us in Scripture as Jesus' followers. The distinction is this, that you don't ever cover up your light. In fact, in Matthew 5, 16, this is what he says in the same way, because you are the light of the world. So what should you do? Jesus said, in the same way, let your light shine. Come on, help me out, friends. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and they will praise your Father in heaven. Wow, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. We're talking about beautiful people today. See, the world needs salt because it's impure. The world needs light because the world is dark. You are the salt of the whole earth. You are the light of the entire world. When you know who you are, friends, you will know what to do because you are a light. You don't turn from the darkness. You shine into it. Because you are salt, you don't run from impurities. God partners with you as an agent of change in that circle of influence to bring life and hope and healing. Friend, salt stands out. It is noticeable. It provides a contrast and a light of the world, a city on a hill. At night, cities light up for the travelers to see and know that they can have safety and shelter is nearby. And we, friends, are beautiful people who stand out and bring hope to others. We're a city on a hill, like a light that's shining. It says safety. It says shelter. It says hope. It says rest. Oh, wow. How? By the way we live and the community that we're growing here amongst the Beloved City Church family. That's how we stand out and bring hope to others. It's an attractive contrast. I am the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. I am a Christ-empowered influencer. My life will make a difference. That's who you are, friends. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. If you are a Christ follower, you are a Christ-empowered influencer. Your life will make a difference, friend. You might say, I don't feel like it. It doesn't matter what you feel like. That's what you are. It's not. Let your new man, your spirit man who is made alive in Christ, lead you and not your feelings, friends. You might also say, well, I need to learn more about the Bible and I need this and I need that. No, friends, that's what you are. If you're a follower of Jesus, you are the salt of the earth and you are the light of the world. You are an attractive contrast. You are a beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven here and now. Bring in a taste of heaven. And I want to give you just two motivating statements that I pray will help drive this truth deep into your hearts. And you will be the salt of the earth and you will be the light of the world. The first thing, if you're taking notes, is this. As a light, we're going to learn to let our light shine. We're going to let it shine. We're going to let our light shine, friends. As a Christian, a Jesus follower, you don't need to force your light to shine. As a born-again follower of Jesus, because of what God has done for you and in you and through you, when you realize what he has done and what he is and who you are as a child of God, it's just a natural overflow and you will let your light shine. It just shines, friends. It does. In fact, in Acts 8 and Acts 16, we find an example of two guys who, by their salt and light living, impacted anyone and everyone who was close by. Their names are Paul and Silas. You might remember them. And they had been radically transformed by Jesus Christ. And so everywhere they went, they were telling other people about Jesus. And the religious authorities and people of that day who didn't like Jesus, didn't like what they were doing, right? Upsetting their apple carts, nor what they were doing, said that they had to stop. And if they didn't stop, that they would be arrested and beaten for it. And arrested again and beat again and arrested over and over again. Yet they simply wouldn't stop being salt and light. And the story continues to share how Paul and Silas were stripped and flogged, beaten and put into prison. And their legs were put into a big wooden stock so they could hardly move. Some of you might read this story and like, wow, sounds like kind of rough, right? And you kind of skim read over it and flip back to the Psalms and Proverbs instead and not really let this sink in what these followers of Jesus actually went through when they lived as salt and light. But I want you to pause for a moment and think about just how bad this day really was for Paul and Silas. Imagine being stripped naked in public. Your clothes are taken off. Then you're being beaten, flogged. Historically, it's very likely they would have been whipped 39 times across the back with whip that would have had glass and little rocks embedded into it, literally designed to rip your body open until your internal organs were exposed. Stripped down and naked and whipped, then dragged into a dungeon, legs put into stocks, and we might typically shudder and think, you know, okay, that's what happened, but what they would do is this, they'd take your legs and kind of like how you would like take a wishbone after Thanksgiving dinner, right? And snap, and they'd take your legs and spread them apart as far as they could with your bottom on the ground to induce cramping in your legs as a form of continued torture as if you're not in enough pain already. So a really bad day, I would say. So what do you think Paul and Silas were doing after this really horrible day? Well, scripture says in Acts 16:25, it says about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and they were singing hymns to God and the other prisoners were listening to them. Crazy, right? It's absolutely amazing to me. They were, just because of who they were, they were letting their light shine. I can almost guarantee you they didn't have an emergency meeting and say, okay, Paul or Silas, here, there's prisoners out there and we're supposed to be really good Christians, right? So what should we do that might really represent Christ well? And maybe Silas, well, I think I know. How about we have a Bible study? Paul, I can't reach my Bible because my legs are hurting, man. Silas, okay, well, let's just quote our memory verse from Sunday school, right? That'll help. Or maybe post it on Instagram. Wait, I don't have my phone. Oh, Paul, why don't we just sing? Let's just sing a song. That will be a good witness to them, right? No, probably not what they did, right? It was just simply who they were in this pain, in this horrible situation, and beaten, and in stocks, and in jail. And because of who they were, they just let their light shine, even in the worst of circumstances. It's a little bit like every once in a while, you might actually take a moment and look at the moon, especially a new moon or a harvest moon, and the moon is just beautifully shining bright, like, wow, what a bright moon, right? Well, let's just get technical for a moment. Is the moon actually really bright? The answer's not that what's bright. The sun is bright. The moon's not. What is the moon doing? The moon is simply reflecting the sun. And in the very same way, that is what you and I do as the light of the world. You may not be bright on your own, friends, but you and I are simply reflecting the sun. In our case, it's S-O-N. And as you and I are reflections of the Son of God, others around us say, wow, I see the light. It's reflecting off you. And you just let it shine as a natural overflow of who God is in you and what he's done and doing in your life. You and I are reflections of the brightness of God. We are the light and salt. And if you want to get a little bit cheesy, which helps every now and then, you too can sing this little song that I remember singing as a kid. It goes, this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Then it says, hide it under a bushel, no, I'm gonna let it shine. Very good, right? Sunday school, VBS, the summer. Hey, been there? No, just me? Well, hide it under a bushel? No, not me. In other words, Paul could have said, like he did elsewhere, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ ever. I'm going to confess him publicly anywhere and everywhere I go. I'm not ashamed of Christ. I would never hide my faith. I would never put a bowl over the light anywhere, everywhere, all of the time. You are going to know who I stand for, who I'm following, because he gave his life for me. Hide under a bushel? Absolutely not. I'm going to let my light shine. Don't let Satan what? Don't let Satan blow it out. I'm going to let it shine. Don't let Satan blow it out. Good song, right? Now, there are two reasons for your light not shining if you are a follower of Jesus. The first one is you're hiding it, all right? And I pray that in this moment that you would just take the bowl off, take the lampshade off and let your light shine. The second one is Satan is blowing your light out. And I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would reignite the fire in your heart so bright that you would just let it shine, friends, anywhere and everywhere, all of the time. That's who you are. You are salt and light. If you're a follower of Jesus Christ, it's not like, yeah, I'm a Christian. I go to church on Sunday. No, it's so much bigger than this. I am a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been born again. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. I'm no longer trapped in sin, shame, and brokenness. I've been set free. I've been transformed by him. Anywhere and all, everywhere I go, he is at the forefront of my mind and thoughts. And it's my greatest joy to represent and to reflect his goodness, to reflect his glory and his love. I am an attractive contrast as beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven here and now. And it's just being who you are, friends. As we love God, we love people, we do our best, and we choose to let the joy of the Lord overflow from our lives. It is a natural overflow because it just shines. You are the salt and light. You just let your light shine. And that's exactly what Paul and Silas did. And that's exactly what you will do as salt and light. And here's what happened when Paul and Silas' light was shining in Acts 16:26. Suddenly there was such a violent earthquake. See, God shows up and says, I'm going to show off a bit. And he says, so that the foundations of the prisons were shaken. At once, all of the prison doors flew open and everybody's chains came loose. When the jailer woke up, see, when God shows up in our lives, which he does, Daily, when we are salt and light, the impact in our lives awakens the people around us from the spiritual slumber they are in, friends. The sleeping on the job Mr. Jailer woke up and saw that the prison doors were open. He drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. Now you might say, why would he do that, right? It's because he knew very well that if any prisoner had escaped for any reason, that he'd be publicly executed. And he didn't want to go through that, right? It was on his watch that this happened. So he thought, well, I'll just get it over myself. But in verse 28, scripture says, but Paul shouted, don't harm yourself, for we are all here. No one has escaped. Now, I don't know about you, but I think I would have been pretty excited about escaping prison that night. That jailer guy, he deserves what's coming, right? That's maybe what we would be thinking. He's a bad guy. He's the one who beat me. He's the darkness. I'm out of here. See, and I believe that's what so many Christians do today. We often look at other people and go, darkness, secular music, alcohol drinking, tattoo wearing, spiky hair people. Ah, sinners everywhere. And they run and hide. But friends, no, darkness isn't something you run from. When you're light, you shine into the darkness. And that's what they did. Paul and Silas, they stuck around and they said to the guy that they could have wanted to see harmed, they said, hey, don't hurt yourself. We're still here. What did they do? They showed love and compassion toward the guy. Friends, that's being salt and light. To those who have persecuted, those who have hurt you, those who have wronged you, we are people led by Jesus and shaped by grace and moved by love. This is beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven, here and now. That is what we're learning from Jesus and the Sermon on the Mount. Now, I know some of you probably think, okay, I want to be salt and light, but I don't know quite enough how to do it. You know, I mean, I need to know more before I can, right? Yeah, here's the deal. Most people don't care how much you know, by the way. They want to know how much you care. When you care, you can minister to people in such a profound way. It's high impact. And that's what they did in this situation. Friends, it's amazing what can happen when you see darkness as an opportunity to shine your light into it. Don't run from it. Don't run from the darkness in your workplace or in your neighborhoods or in your family. The second thing, if you're taking notes, is this. You need to understand that your salt and light living, it actually changes lives. That's what it does. Your salt and life living, it changes lives. And that's exactly what happened in Acts 16. Paul stayed and said, we are still here. The jailer called for lights and he rushed in. He fell trembling before Paul and Silas. And he then brought them out and asked, see, the most powerful and most complimentary question anyone could ever ask basically is, I've seen your life, I've seen your faith, I've seen your unwavering passions. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? The jailer asked. I want what you have, your saltiness. You've created a thirst in me. I've seen you worship when you shouldn't have been worshiping. I've heard you preach when they told you to stop. I've seen your God act in ways I've never seen before. I've seen it, now I want it. What must I do to have what you have? And here's what they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you shall be saved, you and your whole household. Call upon his name, friends, and you will become a new creation. If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone. Call on him and you will become God's masterpiece, created in Christ Jesus to do the good works which God prepared in advance for him to do. Call on him and you'll become an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Call on him and you will become his ambassador, God's highest ranking diplomat sent from heaven to earth. You will become the salt of the earth and you will be the light of the world. When you call on him, you will never, ever be the same, friends. And here's the deal. When you know him, and I don't mean just when you go to church, right, or know about him, but when you intimately know Jesus as your forgiver and leader, you will be salt and light. You can't stop it. It just happens, friends. Here's what's so amazing about this story with the jailer. They were in Philippi, and many scholars believe that it was this single event that brought about the birth of the whole church in Philippi. Two people sharing with one guy whose whole family was changed that overflowed into a church plant. That's why you're called as light of the world and the salt of the earth. You and I are not just regular Christians who goes to church and believes moral things, friends. No, friends, you are divine agents of change. You're an undercover influencer. There will be times when you work behind the scenes and there'll be times when you just shine boldly. God has created you for this. And for such a time as this, this is who you are. You are the salt of the earth. You are the light of the world. You are a Christ-empowered influencer. You and your life will make a difference. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray, friends. Jesus, thank you so much for leading us and nudging us in our growth and development and becoming fully devoted followers of Jesus. Holy Spirit, help us to live our lives as salt and light in the earth today, as people who are led by Jesus, shaped by grace, moved by love, beautiful people of the kingdom of heaven here and now, bringing a taste of Eden-like existence here and now, Lord, in our circles, a people who are willing to stand out, who are willing to bring hope and healing, who are able to love their enemies like Jesus loved them. Thank you, Jesus, for inviting us to participate in a purpose that is so much greater than we could ever see or have ever imagined for ourselves. Thank you for choosing even us, Jesus, for calling us to add flavor and contrast and distinctiveness, Holy Spirit, and set us apart for your purposes. Thank you so much. For those of us who are more prone to desire comfort and to fit in with our host culture, Jesus, would you disturb us? Would you interrupt us? Would you help us to see that our lives are defined by a purpose that is so much bigger than ourselves? God, I pray for every single one of us that we would be so invested in this community of believers, so invested in your kingdom, that we would know this is a place where we can belong, that we would discover who it is you've made us to be, and that we would participate, Lord, in the calling that you've created us for to make a difference here in this city and into the lives of others, that we may be salt and light as you have called us to for your glory and pleasure. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, friends, thank you so much for being online with us in these next few moments. If you'd like to find out more about who we are and what we're doing, jump online at belovedchurch.ca and ask some questions, send us an email, hello@belovedchurch.ca as well. Hello@belovedchurch.ca is our email as well. And we would love to connect with you. If you like to join our Big Table family and make it official, sign up for the next Family Discovery Night. Discover what it means to be a family member of this local church. Join the Grow Team, friends. Work alongside a team here at Beloved and help us grow a life-giving church. Let's make an impact together as we continue to practice living, giving, serving, and loving like Jesus. And last but not least, friends, will you respond today as an act of worship to God with your finances, with your money, by giving financially at Beloved City Church? Your financial partnership is helping us grow a dynamic Jesus-centered church in this city. You can e-transfer to give@belovedchurch.ca. And like I mentioned, contact us, connect with us at hello@belovedchurch.ca. See you in your city groups this week. We love you. We are praying for you. May Jesus reveal himself to you and through you today in a special way as salt and light, friends. God bless.